Hello and welcome to this shortened version of Two Tribes. We are just doing, we've had midweek football, so me and Stuart are here just to give a little quick, what's it called? Analysis?
Yeah, let's go for analysis.
Yeah, analysis will do, won't it? Analysis of the two results for the games. So we'll start with Everton last night. I want a full detailed blow-by-blow account of what you thought of the game.
Right, okay. My full blow-by-blow account is I saw absolutely not one second of it. I was in work. I haven't seen any highlights. All I know is that Richarlison scored. That's all I know. I haven't even seen that.
It was a cracking goal. I seen the goal, and that's all I seen. Oh, I'm so sorry, Evertonians. We're trying to be interested in you, and that's the point. We're not being horrible.
No, I mean, if it wasn't working, I would have watched it.
Yeah, if Man City weren't playing at the same time.
Well, I didn't even see this Man City game. I was working, like I say. I got home and I literally walked in the house. The last score I saw was that they were winning 1-0. And when I put the telly on and flicked over to the footy, are my eyes deceiving me?
Yeah, I mean, a good Dogs of War performance, I think, is the gist I'm getting from all the Twitters about Everton last night. So, a thoroughly deserved 3 points against a Huddersfield team who, for all intents and purposes, are building for the Championship next season.
Yeah. To be fair. The new
manager's come in, he's only had a couple of days in. He won't have had much chance to work with the players. But good solid win for Everton. They reduced the deficit to Liverpool to 27 points.
Oh, if they keep pushing. You know, it's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, God, imagine if they finished above us now after I've said that. That'd be played all over Sky Sports News when we're boss like review type people.
Oh, yeah. The new Keys and Gray.
Yeah. So, sorry, Everton, that's all we're giving you. 3 minutes. Just watched Liverpool.
Yeah, I watched on a little bit of a... I was on like 15 minutes behind because I got in from work late. My train was delayed. Very, very hard watch. They look petrified.
The pressure was
on them. Because of last night's results, it put extra pressure on them.
Do you think?
I do, yeah. I think it put extra pressure on them that they had to win. Everyone expected them to win and go 7 points clear. The draw, what a fantastic result. You know what I mean? We're still 5 points clear of Man City.
Don't you think Leicester just did a job on us?
No, I don't. I think Liverpool started strong and then they sort of, hold on, how come we're not 4-0 up now? And they went into a bit of panic mode.
Yeah, but they didn't. After they went 1-0 up, Leicester regrouped and stuck to their game plan and closed it down. Did you see every time one of our players had the ball? You know, Henderson playing right back, which is obviously not his preferred position. He had a solid enough game.
Yeah, I was going to mention it. To be fair, he took the position well.
But when he got the ball, they were on him like flies round shit.
Yeah, when they swapped their winger, when he puts Damari Gray on the other side, the game changed slightly.
We didn't really have that many chances either.
No, I mean, I saw the graphic at the end, well, near the end. I think it was 9 chances to 5, something like that, in Liverpool's favour. Yeah. 4 on target, 3 on target, smart.
Yeah.
It was a game. Salah had a very poor game. He didn't really have any chance.
He didn't. He was totally inconspicuous.
Yeah.
I think Adam Lallana, God love him. For me, he's played his last Liverpool game. I'd quite happily move him on.
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, I know this will... there'll be a sharp intake of breath. But Henderson, for me, should be moved on.
No, be soft.
I know, that's what I mean. I mean, he's a lot better player than when he first came. I mean, everyone was screaming.
You hated him when he first came? I did.
He was a fucking sideways ball player. Backwards, sideways. Nothing ever went forward. Nothing ever went forwards off him. I mean, he's improved that part of his game, but he still, for me, is not the Liverpool standard needed to take it to that step, next step. He's definitely not going to be next season's captain. Van Dijk, without a shadow of doubt, will be given the armband next season.
Well, yeah, I prefer my centre backs to be captain, to be honest. But Henderson was Sunderland captain when he signed, England under 21 captain. He's England captain now, isn't he? Or one of the pretend captains, because don't they not have one now? Because they're all fannies.
Yeah. So passed around.
So.
No, I think I think we need a lot better, a stronger central midfielder than him.
They Liverpooled us tonight. We had the ball, we pressed and we pressed and we pressed. They closed us down, got men in and around us, and then it was on the break, and it nearly paid off. I mean, I'm not being funny, right? But we were all like that about Man City not cutting the grass.
Yeah.
What's the Liverpool groundsman just done at half time? So how can we moan? How can we moan? We can't, can we? Leicester have won the league. We haven't. We're not there yet. We're starting to talk as if we've won the league. That is a very, very dangerous place to be in.
I still think the Liverpool winning the title is based on the Man United game. I think if we go and beat Man United at their place, that's title over for me.
Yeah, but there you go. You're talking about Man United. We've got to go to West Ham away, which is a fucking horrible place to go.
Yeah, but West Ham, they're not setting the world alight, are they?
So West Ham one day will do a team 4-0 and the next day will get done 4-0. They've just been done last night, wasn't it? They got done 3-0. So there you go. They're up and down like your horse knickers. I wouldn't like to call it.
I think next month is the big month, isn't it? Next month. I've took a print off of February's games. Liverpool, I'll run them down for you. We've got West Ham at home. West Ham away.
Did you print off Everton's games?
No. No. I'm talking about the title running now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry.
So we've got West Ham away. We've got Liverpool, Bournemouth at home.
Yeah, they've just done Chelsea 4-0.
Yeah. Then we've got the Champions League at home.
Bayern Munich.
Then we've got Man United away.
Okay.
Watford at home.
Yeah.
Everton away.
So the only three points we've got guaranteed one, two, there three, is Watford four, at home.
Five. We've got six games in February.
Yeah.
Right, here's City. They have got Arsenal at home. Everton away. Chelsea at home. They've got the FA Cup fifth round. They've got Schalke away.
Deserves out, yeah.
And then they've got the League Cup final against Chelsea. And then they've got West Ham at home. So they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They've got 7 games in February. Tough games.
But they've only got 5 league games.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 away games, 3 home games. We've got 3 home, 3 away.
Yeah, but not all of them are league games.
No.
So they're only playing 5 league games, so they'll have a game in hand on us.
Yeah, I'm talking about the how many games they're playing. I mean, they've got games there that they can't really put reserves out against. You know, you're not going to put the reserves out in the League Cup final, are you, against Chelsea?
No.
You're not going to put the reserves out in the Champions League leg.
But you could still see City winning all them games. And all them games now, after that result tonight, Liverpool have got to pick up their game, right? Because I could see Liverpool getting 3 points in February. Seriously, 3 points.
Where are you getting that from?
Where am I getting sometimes, that from? My gut.
Sometimes I just want to get in my car and drive over to yours and give it a fucking good slap.
My gut, my arse is twitching here like a cat on a hot tin roof.
So out of six games, we're going to pick up 3 points.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad your gut is fucking never wrong.
Right. Well, talking about guts and guessing, let's just quickly move on to our predictions league.
Oh, right. What did I say?
So you said, right, I'll start with yourself because you asked. You said Huddersfield 0, Everton 1.
Oh.
Scores you 3 points.
Wah, wah.
3 points for the correct score.
Yeah.
Liverpool, Leicester, you said a 2-0 home win. Oh, nil pois.
Okay.
So you're on 5 points. Okay.
Yeah.
Craigie Baby said Huddersfield 2, Everton 0. So it is nil pois. But I said Liverpool, Leicester 1-1.
Okay.
3 points. So that puts me above results nonce for the first time this season on 4 points. And results but nonce said 2-1 nil wins. You got them both wrong. So fuck off.
Get back in the corner, noncey boy.
So I think results nonce is from Newcastle.
Who is he?
Yeah. Why, hey, man. Do you want to come and look at me puppies, man? I'm going to predict the games. The games for coming up now, man. So, Everton Wolverhampton. Oh, you wee canny bastard. That's a 1-0 home win. And now it's Liverpool. Liverpool away.
Away, man. Away.
Liverpool away. Down the M52. Liverpool away against West Ham United. 1-0 to West Ham. So, do you want to come and lick me lollipop? Fuck off, results nonce. Why, aye, man, I'm going for the Greggs. He's Scottish then. Aye.
Oh, fucking hell. Who's this one now, Alan Hansen?
Yeah. Right, so I'll go first with the Everton Wolves.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2-0 Wolves.
No, I'm huffing because I was going to go 2-0 Wolves, but I don't want to.
You still can.
No, I know I can, but I don't want to.
You can predict. You can protect your points by just picking the same as me.
No, I'd rather suck nonsense balls. I'm going to go.
Why,
one,
aye, man?
1-0 Wolves.
1-0 Wolves.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can go first for Liverpool West Ham. Or West Ham Liverpool, sorry.
West Ham Liverpool. I think we're going to tighten up. I think it's 2-0
Liverpool. 2-0
Liverpool.
Well, I've got to stand by what I've just said there. So I'm going to go 2-1 West Ham.
That's fine. You keep betting against them.
Yeah, because my gut is telling me we're in the shit here. So,
Chelsea took Amarin, didn't he? See that result?
Yeah, that is their heaviest defeat in something like 20 or 32 years, was it? 28 years?
Yeah, that's all down to me, that, because I put Higuain in my fantasy team.
Well, I had a lovely little message off Colin from the Half and Half Scarves podcast. Last night, and the episode I was on a couple of weeks ago is their biggest ever episode. See, this is what happens when you bring in a Goliath like character. Hey, Jesus Christ, son, you must be about 7 foot tall. I was only on a podcast.
There's always room for improvements, isn't there? You know what I mean? Yeah. Did the double in 86 and then you go and sign John Barnes.
Exactly.
You know, we've used that analogy before, haven't we?
Yeah. It sounds like the world's ending outside. Why? There's a car just driving down our Spriggan Street. It must be a fucking icy road. Aye, it'll be an icy road tonight, son. Why, aye, man, come and sleep in my bed. No, results nonce. Go back in the corner.
With your Kevin Keegan t-shirt on.
Sucking your Kevin Keegan lollipop. With your little bag of fanny powder.
Splash it all over.
Oh, dearie me. There's about six nods to about six different podcasts going on here all at once. So, we're going to be back. Liverpool are playing Monday night, 8 o'clock kickoff.
Right.
So, we should be able to get an episode out, maybe, do you think? What are you on? Are you able?
I'm on early next week, yeah.
Well, we'll have a look what time you're in on Tuesday morning. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning or something, we won't record. And we'll record Tuesday night instead.
Sounds, yeah.
So, enjoy your weekend, people. Liverpool are 5 points clear at the top and are now only 28 points clear of Everton.
I mean, something good to say about Everton. Everton have got +2 goal difference.
So have I.
So that's about as good as I can say about Everton at the moment.
Well, I'd sack him.
Hey, it's a bit of a fake, isn't he?
Yeah. He's been caught out. He's a journeyman. He's still probably getting paid by Watford. Everton need rid. Everton need a good, stable, long-term manager. Somebody like who'd he got rid of a few years ago.
Yeah, we've said it before, though. It's a downward spiral, getting rid of managers all the time.
Yeah.
If they're going to want to come in and do their thing, they can start from scratch, give them a couple of seasons. If they're no better, sack him, bring another manager in. He's going to have to start from scratch again. They need to get someone young, new, whatever, and just give him time.
Young and full of spunk. Hey, why hey, man? Did you see my name? Oh, that's two characters.
Is that Frankly Nonce?
Whoa. Oh, hey, dearie me.
I had a bit of fucking doubt about Frankly. I was listening to a podcast today and they were talking about Kevin Keegan's autobiography.
Yes.
when Frankly first saw Kevin Keegan topless.
Well, I mean, I'm not being funny. He was an Adonis. I seen Keegan topless. I've got them visions in my head.
On that note, referee! Blow the whistle!
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.